Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is mild, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a pleasant breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a sunny afternoon, while Eilat is basking in warm temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Air Force Chief exits with a warning. No nuclear deal with Iran would be a major failure, reported by Ynet just in. Also, Iran has submitted a new proposal to the U.S. after a period of deadlock, as Israel Hayom reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF has restored security guidelines for northern border towns with Lebanon due to recent attacks, according to the Jerusalem Post. Separately, a migrant has been convicted of an attempted terror attack on the Israeli embassy in London, reported by JNS a short time ago. And finally, several progressives lost their races and are now supporting a new pro-Palestinian candidate for Congress in New York, as reported by JTA. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News posted just minutes ago that the Israel Air Force chief warns of failure if there is no nuclear deal with Iran. Jewish Warrior 13, a commentator on defense issues, noted that the failure to address enriched uranium in Iran undermines past military operations. Al-Arabiya Eng reported recently that the USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier has left the Middle East after participating in operations against Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israel Air Force, Maj Gen Tomer Ba is stepping down after a distinguished 39-year career. His tenure saw significant challenges, including the October 7 events and internal unrest among reservists. Ynet notes his departure comes amid heightened tensions with Iran over its nuclear program, which he deems a critical threat. Turning to Tehran's new proposal to Washington, Iran aims to break the current negotiation stalemate. Israel Hayom highlights sources suggesting this move could signal a shift in diplomatic tactics. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional stability. Meanwhile, security on Israel's northern border remains tense. The IDF has heightened the alert status to yellow following recent Hezbollah attacks and drone strikes. The Jerusalem Post explains this development reflects ongoing concerns about civilian safety in the area. In London, the Metropolitan Police have convicted a migrant for an attempted terror attack on the Israeli embassy. JNS reports that this incident adds to a series of security threats faced by the embassy recently, highlighting ongoing vulnerabilities. Finally, in New York politics, some progressives are rallying behind a new pro-Palestinian candidate. JTA notes that Daria Lisa Avila Chevalier criticizes her opponent for alleged ties to the Israeli lobby. This shift could influence upcoming congressional dynamics on the economic front. First, two paratrooper friends have created a successful gummy supplement startup, GOOM, between reserve duty tours, as Ynet Business reports. Separately, Teva Pharmaceutical has revised its profit forecast downward following its acquisition of Amalix, despite beating earlier estimates, according to CTEC. And finally, Teva has acquired Amalix Biosciences for up to $900 million, showcasing its strategic expansion, as reported by Globes. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.